Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality with me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. And in this month of January, we've been talking about consistency. Yes, staying consistent, consistently moving forward, consistently doing what God has called you to do, consistently using your gifts, consistently using the talents that God has given you. Amen. The Bible story says, the parable says that he gave one talent, one five. Amen. But he's given each and every one of us a talent, and the one of five used his and got five more, doubled it. Amen. He was like, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. The one that received two, he used his and he doubled it. Amen. So we've seen a doubling. And so we see that God wants us to double whatever he gives us. And he says, well done, good and faithful servant. I believe it's Matthew 25. Enter into the joy of the Lord. And the one that received one talent, he said, oh, I knew that you are a hard man, sowing where you've not strewn. So I took my talent and I digged it and I hid it. So here's the one talent. And he said he was angry with him for not using what he'd given him. You see, the Bible says that he gave them these talents according to their several ability. So God knows what abilities he himself has given to us. He's downloaded, he's wired us with certain abilities and the gifts and the talents. So there's no reason why we shouldn't be using our gifts. And these men with the two talents and with the five, they were consistent about what they were doing, and they used it, they doubled it. And he actually said, take it from the one and give it to the one with five. Why? Because he's going to give it to someone who's going to use it and multiply it, because God wants multiplication. Amen. God is looking for people that are going to be consistent in what God has called them to do. People that are going to be consistently doing what God has called them to do, consistently moving forward. If he's called you to preach the gospel, preach. Amen. And if you are going to be a good preacher, you're going to need to preach every single day. Amen. I know men of God and men of old fathers that have gone home to glory now, and they told me when they first started, they went out into the forest and preached to trees. They preached to their cat. They preached to the animals. They preached to absolutely nobody. But they preached the gospel. They were practicing in secret, getting ready for the public. So if God has called you to preach the gospel, preach to your son, preach to your daughter, preach to the mirror, preach to the man in the mirror. You'll be surprised what messages can come up when you preach to the man in the mirror. Amen. So God is saying, really, we've got to be consistent if we're going to win in this life. And the years are going by. I mean, we're already 25 years into 2000s, into the 2000s. I remember when it was 1999, and I don't know, depending on the age you are, they were so old. Year Y2K and all the computers are going to crash and no, bloody, bloody, blah, which it didn't happen. But I remember it 25 years ago, and now we're 25 years into the millennia, and God is saying there's a new generation that's arising, and they're using their gifts. There are people, and God has gifted them to be influencers. They're on TikTok, they're on Instagram, they're on Facebook and Snapchat, I mean, they're on it daily. I mean, I know a young man is trying to break forth into the area of TikTok, and he says, Kevin, I'll be honest with you, I've only been posting like once or twice a week. And I said, you're not going to really make it like that. You've got to be consistent. He said he's got a friend who's been on it every day for 365 days, and if he's following, has grown immensely. And I said, that's because he's mastered the law of consistency. He's been consistent, and he had to do it even when he didn't want to do it. So sometimes we're going to have to do some things even when our body doesn't want to do it, when our flesh does not want to do it. In regards to speaking yourself, I mean, I've got a book called The Power of Words. I've also got The Power of Words Daily Confessions. And I believe in daily confessions. I mean, the world call it manifestations. And so, but listen to me. I tell people, everything that the world has that they seem as good, it came from the Word of God. The Bible says, he told Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, Joshua 1:8. But you shall meditate on it, Joshua. What does that mean? To mutter. The Hebrew word is to mutter, to speak. You shall meditate on it when? Day and night. And observe to do. for then you will make your way prosperous and then you will have good success. So how am I going to get good success? How am I going to be prosperous? By meditating, by speaking God's word, Now the world has taken it and made it something else and call it something else. But we know when we meditate on God's word, because God's words are spirit and they are life, whatever situation you are finding yourself in, you've got to use the word and use it daily. Speak it daily. From 2007, where I got the inspiration from the Holy Ghost about the power of words, I wrote down these daily confessions and I used to say them daily for good, maybe good 20 years. And now it's maybe 3 or 4 times a week. But I said, Kevin, get back on what you was doing all the time. Be consistent about your daily confessions, because people don't have to understand that death and life are in the power of the tongue. It didn't say death and life are in the power of your enemies. Didn't say death and life from the power of those that hate you. It said death and life from the power of your tongue. And they that love it shall eat its fruit. So I know of people that unfortunately have consistently spoken negative over their life, spoken sickness, spoken depression. And what have they got? They've eaten of the fruit of those words. They've eaten of sickness. They've eaten of depression. So you've got to be careful that you are not speaking negatively about your life daily. So you've got to make sure that you are speaking positively and you're speaking God's words. So if you haven't already done this, I know many people do, that you list down some confessions, biblical, godly confessions. The reason why I say that, or in line with the word of God, the reason why I say that, because God's words are spirit and they are life. Amen. God, the Bible says, bless you the Lord, these angels that hearken to the voice of his word. Amen. Who speaks his word? We do. So when we speak God's word, things happen. I'm going to say that again. When we speak God's word in faith, things happen. And the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please him. So I say things like, I have wisdom. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I hear from heaven. My steps are ordered by the Lord. I have power and I tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm me. I lay hands on the sick and they recover. And what you're doing, you're rewiring your brain, you're rewiring your subconsciousness to really start thinking in a way in this vein. Amen. And as you speak, you're starting to believe what you speak. And you now, what you are doing, you are now programming your body and your mind and your spirit to now speak God's words and not your own. To speak biblical truths and not what you see and feel. Amen. I tell people, if you're going to reach the top or if you're going to be successful in every way, you've got to be like Joshua. Joshua was under a mighty man of God and had some big shoes to fill. I mean, Moses, oh my, there was no prophet like him who spoke to God face to face and then saw the burning bush, saw the Israel be delivered, amen, and Egypt tormented of all these plagues and diseases and terrors, amen, saw the Red Sea open and saw the people of God go through when their enemies are said to go after them, saw the Lord cover them and perish their enemies and saw them feed the people in the wilderness. Saw so many miracles and signs and wonders, amen, and built the tabernacle. Who was like unto Moses? Who was like this man of God? But yet Joshua told him, my servant Moses is dead. Now I want you to take the people over to the other side. Now I use Moses in miracles, signs, wonders, but this is how you're going to win. You're going to have to meditate on the word. You're going to have to speak the word. Amen. And when you're going to do it, you're going to do it daily. You're going to do it 24/7. You're going to do it all the time. Speak the word. Meditate on the word. Be of good courage. Have faith in what you say. Have faith in what you're confessing about yourself. I tell people, we've got to speak. You are a speaking spirit. God did not do anything in this world until he spoke it. I'm going to say that again. God did not do anything in this world until he spoke it. And we are created and made in the image of God. Amen. We are made in his likeness. And if you see how we're wired, we don't do anything until we speak. So we say, I'm going to get married. No one just gets married. They say, I'm going to get married. I'm going to go to university. I'm going to college. I'm going to get a job. So we're a speaking spirit. So we speak. So learn to speak life and learn to speak right and learn to speak it consistently. Because what you think about is what you'll do. So start to rewire your brain and start to really start to think the way God thinks. The Bible says in Philippians 8, verse whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. Think on these things. Think on these things. And as you think on these things, speak these things. Because what you speak, you'll usually begin to, what you think, you'll begin to speak about. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you're speaking about depressive things, you're usually going to start speaking about depression. And before you know it, you've got this spirit of depression coming upon you, overtaking you. You've got this heaviness. You don't want to be around no one. You don't want to get out of bed. Why? Because your thinking's not in line with what God wants for you. And these are the enemy trying to push these negative thoughts onto you. And you've got to push past how you feel. I'm going to say that again. You've got to push past how you feel. And you've got to start regulating your life, regulating your body by the words that you speak, your destiny. You've got to start regulating your life, your destiny, and start speaking what God wants for you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality of me, your host, Kevin Treasure. I can never end my broadcast without letting people know about the love of God in Christ Jesus and giving you an invitation to give your heart to the Lord. The Bible is true. His infallible word is from everlasting to everlasting. Jesus Christ came. He was born of a virgin. He done miracles, signs and wonders. He died for our sins. No one took his life, but he gave it up freely for me and for you. He took what we deserved. Amen. But more importantly, he rose again triumphantly. Amen. And the Bible says, if anyone calls upon the name of the Lord, we shall be saved. But you've got to repent. Repentance simply means a change of direction, a change from going your way and putting your trust in his way. So it's simple to be saved. You simply say, listen, Father, I repent. Forgive me of every sin. Wash away my sins. Come into my heart. I make Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and teach me to do your will. Write my name, yes, in the Lamb's Book of Life, and teach me to do your will. If you said that prayer, welcome into the family of God. Jesus Christ is Lord. Write me, email me, text me, get in contact with me. Let me know about this wonderful life you have in Christ. We do support. We do appreciate your support. If you can support the ministry in any way, financial, so I can get the gospel out. Because my heartbeat is souls. My heartbeat is souls for the kingdom of God. Yes, I write books. I preach the gospel. I preach out in the streets, preach out in churches. But my heartbeat, God's heartbeat is souls. So if you're willing to partner with me, please give. Look at the details in the section. But please give. If you cannot give, at least pray. Amen. Prayer is free. So at least make a promise to pray for me. Pray that God will open doors of utterance that I may boldly proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in demonstration of miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you for tuning in. Be blessed until we meet the next time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.